He died in my arms when I was 22 years old.
You never really talked about that, not to us.
He got up in the morning, and he said he had a cramp in his leg. Let me try and walk it out, he said. So I started following him. And then all of a sudden, he just fell. His eyes rolled back in his head. So I jumped on top and tried to revive him. For the longest time, about 30 years, I had convinced myself that if I had just continued the chest compressions, he'd been okay. I kept that in the back of my head that somehow I killed him. And it wasn't until I listened to an EMT guy. He said, you know, you did everything you could. It was just impossible to revive him. It was like a burden was pulled off my shoulders. And for the first time, I really felt good about that memory.